Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy, and welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge our pleas with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul is thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing. And so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you guys. All right. Today, prepare to shift. And that's what I'm going to be talking about. Preparing to shift in order to move forward with your life. You know, we as spiritual beings having a human experience, we are resistant to change. We spend our time all day and all night dreaming and hoping and wishing, coming up with all these thoughts of having a better life, but yet we don't want to make any changes. We don't want to think about being wrong. We don't want to change our attitude. We just want to be right about everything. And if we were right, we wouldn't have the problems or the conditions that we have. The problems that show up in our life would just indicate towards that tell us what's wrong with our thinking, what's wrong with our plan, or what's wrong with what we're doing or not doing. And we won't allow the shift, the transformation, the new start. So therefore, we stay in the same place. And we continue to whine and cry and complain about not having any breaks, not having any luck, magic is not working, we're not getting what we want, we're still working on that same job we've been on for 20 years. Okay? We're still suffering, our body is still in pain and filled with disease. Okay, we're still lonely, can't find anybody to love us, can't find anybody to understand us, the person who we are with gives us a hard time, we don't really want to be with that person. I mean, we got a million of them. I hear about it every day. These are choices. Okay, to put it plain and simple, these are choices that you are making. And it's all because you are unwilling to shift. Okay? It doesn't matter what ideas you come up with or what skill, talent, or ability you have. If you are not willing to implement change, okay? To consciously allow it, and to allow that old stuff that didn't work for you or is no longer relevant to dissipate, then you will allow yourself to move forward, to shift. Okay? The only thing that's keeping you back, keeping you held back, okay, is the fact that you won't allow yourself to grow forward. Okay? And let me warn you now. The shift, the transformation, the change may not always be very comfortable for you. A lot of times people feel, well, it wasn't meant to be because suddenly it got hard. You know, I joined this program and I thought it was going to take me somewhere. I went to college, you know, I enrolled in a vocational program or I enrolled in an academic program and I thought it was going to push me up the ladder. I thought it was going to help me to get promoted or to get where I wanted to go. But it just became increasingly difficult and hard. So it wasn't going to help me accomplish what I wanted to, so I dropped out. Or I didn't bother to sign up for the program or the opportunities that were presented to me because it was a trap that was only going to take my time and my money and it wasn't going to get me where I wanted to go. These are the excuses we use and we give to ourselves and others because we don't want to do the work. We fail to execute. Okay? And or we fail to make a shift. Okay? And it has to start with a shift in consciousness. Okay? First, just admit that this step up is something that you desire, you want, you hope for. But you don't have all the answers. Okay? The only way you're going to get the answers is through the experience. Okay? Today you might want to be a rock star. Okay? But it's not really until you become a rock star, allow yourself to get on that path, that you find out what it takes to be one. And that's where most people fall off. They just will not allow themselves to make the shift. And they'll tell you things like, my manager just wanted to rip me off. The agent wasn't doing his job. Okay? My boss wasn't looking out for my best interest. Okay? They decided to go with someone else instead of me. Okay? Someone stole my plan. I shared my vision with them, and instead they stole my ideas. Okay? They stole my girlfriend. They stole my boyfriend. They corrupted my child. Okay? We go on and on and on with all the excuses to not make that shift, that change, to transform, to go forward. We get a little bit nervous, okay? Fear sets in, and suddenly we don't want to do the work. We're afraid that we may put ourselves at risk. Oh, we want the goal, the dream, the life. But we don't want to do the work. We don't want to make the change. We just want everything to stay just as it is, and buckets of money just fall in on us, and everybody loves us and everything is right in our life, and while we just sit there and accept it. There's something seriously wrong with that picture. If nothing is happening in your life, if nothing is getting better, if nothing is changing in your life, there is something wrong with your thinking. Your consciousness is not shifting. You are not growing. You're not allowing yourself to move forward. Instead, you're filled with blocks and barriers and fear. That's all it is. That's all it represents. Okay? You're looking at the wrong thing, and you're not willing to let go. And allow it to unfold. Okay? The universe, God, Buddha, Allah, whoever it is you believe in, cannot bring about the blessings that you desire as long as you keep holding on to the same thinking that got you into the situation you're in. Okay? You have to let go of those conditions that no longer support your objective. You have to commit to your purpose, your plan, your assignment. Okay? Okay? And yeah, you have to do the work. But here's the good news. If it's really something that you want or you desire, if it really is your purpose, then it's not work. It's self-expression. It's what you came to the planet to do. Why are you spending so much time doing everything else that does not support your purpose, your plan of action? Okay? Your assignment from God. Okay? What are you doing? I meet so many people that have so many marvelous dreams, so many gifts, so much talent, so much skill, so much ability. But they work in the wrong job. It's like, so what are you doing for a living? Well, I'm sorry, but that doesn't match up. Okay? Why are you working for the city if you want to be a rock star? Well, you know, I got to have security. I got to pay the bills. Why isn't being a rock star your number one priority, and why haven't you figured out a way to monetize? You see, that's what's holding you back. Because when you get through on that city job, you come home, you're tired, you got this routine you follow every day. And none of it has to do with becoming a rock star. And your consciousness, what's stuck in your consciousness, is the thought, the belief, the commitment to this whole idea of security. As if you can't lose that job. As if somebody else won't snatch your dream out of the ether and live your dream. You got all the time in the world to make that decision and do something about it. Okay. I know people who say, I really want to travel to Europe and, you know, just take the time to get to know European history, where my ancestors come from. I want to go to Africa. I want to go to the motherland. I want to see what that's like, that's about for myself. And I want to do something to help people on the other side of the world. And these just become pipe dreams. Okay? daydream it becomes. Until you back them up with action. If you don't know how to shift, it's never going to become your reality. It's just that simple. Tripping over our own feet. And that pun was intended. Okay? We keep tripping over our own feet. F-E-A-T. Okay? Because we don't believe in our dream. We won't allow the shift. If you were putting as much energy, if you were putting 40 hours a week or more into your hopes, your dreams, your purpose, your assignment from God, your plan of action, your goals, your hopes, your desires, just think where you would be today. Rather than supposedly securing yourself by doing something else. Just think how you could be involved in a relationship with the love of your life if you let go of all those frogs you keep holding on to. Okay? Booty calls is just a temporary fix. Yeah, I said it. That's all that is a temporary fix. Okay? The whole idea is to go for the ghost thing. That's where you find your joy, unlimited joy. But sometimes, you know, we think, well, I'll go with this and see what happens. And we set ourselves up and fail to continually be unhappy, to never achieve our desire. Temporary fixes. We settled for security. And we never got to spread our wings. Prepare today to shift your consciousness, shift your attitude, shift your beliefs, your activity. Sometimes you gotta let go of some of your friends, some of the people you spend time with. You know, it is said and often proven that the five people you spend the most time with is basically is what averages you out to be. Think about it. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Income, activity, active relationship, beliefs, ideas. Look at the people you spend time with. And what's funny about that is that we usually complain about the people that we spend time with. We talk about them. You know how they are. You know. But why are you hanging out with them? Why did you decide to play the game of life with them? If that's how you feel about them, let them go. So that you can elevate yourself, elevate your thinking, grow, move forward, shift. It's really not that hard. Those are your influences. All right? You make the same amount of money. You got the same type of relationship. You complain about the same type of relationship. You complain about the same type of job. All on the same level, if not the same thing. Same kind of aches and pains. Same kind of issues. Same type of struggle. Same type of consciousness. And the same result. Same fears. Yeah, because like attracts like, and you go out and develop relationships with people that are just like us. That's my road dog. Okay? Those are the people who understand you. Those are the people who are down for what you're down for. And this is how you spend your life. Yes, you keep thinking, one day, my ship's going to come in. One day, I'm going to get lucky. One day, everything's going to change, and I'm going to get to live my dreams. Well, how in the world is that going to happen if you keep doing the same thing with your time, with your energy, with your creativity, with your consciousness that won't allow the shift? And that doesn't mean you have to cut yourself off from the rest of the world, become a hermit. In order to emerge from that cocoon to become a butterfly? No. It just means you need to elevate and shift your consciousness. It means you need to start doing that which is going to help you grow. The results are the only thing that counts. Because everything else basically is a lie. All right? Too many times we want to see things differently from what they really are. We lie to ourselves. It's pure and simple. And we continue to put up issues over and over again. We keep thinking it's going to get better. It's going to change. My boyfriend is going to stop sleeping around. Or he's going to stop hitting me. Or my parents putting me down. Or my friends are going to stop laughing at me. Or my coworkers are going to start respecting me. Or my boss is going to finally realize that I need promoted. We got all these silly ideas stuck in our heads because we just won't allow the shift. And generally, the idea is we're scared. Fear sets in and we rather hold on to that which does not please us, does not make us happy, does not allow us to live our dreams, does not allow us to utilize our skills, talents, and abilities. We'll hold on to that. And we call it our safety net. We call it security. I call it misery. Okay, that's just like being a rat caught in a trap. Psychologically, it is said that we can pretty much get used to anything. Prepare to shift today. Go to my website, www.unlimitedjoy.org. Join the program. do something about it. Bless just today. In the meantime, be blessed in all you do. And know that I love you.